Invisible Touch, of course. Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks, collectively known as Genesis. And on Channel 1 Fastpedia, Southside Broadcasting, and of course southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, somebody who always has the invisible touch and coordinates in every sense of the word is the magical soul that is Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis? All right?
Mighty fine.
Excellent. So, people living longer, good, but it's quality of life that we need to think about when we start talking about multivits and PharmaNord nutritional supplements and so on, I suspect.
Well, I'm reading all the headlines week after week, headlines like dementia cure is within our grasp. One in seven women, who is now 65, will reach 100. Or about, how about this one? How our population will soar, because it's 60 million people at the moment, it will soar to 131 million in 100 years. Unbelievable. 131 million. And then another headline. Quarter of kids too fat as they start school. Health fears for tots in reception classes. More than 25% are obese or overweight. These headlines are in the Manchester Evening News, the Daily Mail, the Daily Express. So it's a bit like, Alex, looking after your car or anything that you possess, that if you don't want it to go faulty, you'll have to look after it. But I think a car is a good analogy to a human body, because everybody is familiar with a motor car and how they have to be looked after and serviced, and things can go wrong, which are analogous to the human body. So you've got things like your windscreen wipers and your tyres and your engines. You've got to change the oil, the bushes on your suspension. So many things can go wrong. And yet the modern car is remarkably good that they don't go wrong that much. I've just changed a Fiat Punto, which I've been driving for 11 years. I only drive 3 miles to the shop and 3 miles back, 6 miles a day, and then at the weekend use it to go out. So it stood me in good stead. And yes, you have it serviced, MOT, you change the tyres when they wear out, you put the oil in. So it is analogous to our own body. But what do we do? We do everything wrong with our car, with our body. As it said here about the children, one in three children starting at kindergartens are overweight. A quarter of kids too fat as they start school. So we've really got to start looking at what we're doing to our bodies from birth, really. Diabetes, we're told. Diabetes, at the moment, there's 3.8 million people with diabetes. 3 million know they've got it. 800,000 don't know they've got it. And we're told that in 12 years' time, 2025, there will be not 3.8 million, there will be 5 million people with diabetes. And 5 into 60 goes 12. Every 12th person will be diabetic, which can lead to eye problems, heart problems, kidney problems, circulation and nervous system, especially the legs problems. And it's the sugar. We eat too much sugar. In 1750, we used to get about £20 a year from the food was sugar. And in 1900, it had gone to, in 1920, it had gone in America to about £40 a year. And in 1990, 23 years ago, the last census that I saw, it had gone to over £100 a year of sugar. And although perhaps we're not quite reaching the numbers of overweight, obese people as America, we are moving in that direction. When you, if you're in America, you do see a very lot of very obese people, and you see children aged 14, 15, who are, you know, 15, 20 stone, and their parents 30, 40 stone. It is very common to see overweight people. So, yes, we're having too much sugar. And I know it's Christmas, and I know it's a happy time. I know it's a season of goodwill, and people give gifts, and people eat to celebrate. But somehow commercialism is making us eat on top of what we're eating incorrectly through the year. We're eating far too much food, and especially sugar, far too much sugar. In fact, it's twice as easy for the human body to store sugar as fat than fat itself. I'm not advocating eating loads of fat, but I'm just saying that it's so easy to store sugar as fat. And when you see on packaging low fat, very low fat, there's often much more sugar than you would expect, because the manufacturers of the man-made foods have to put something in to give it the flavour, to give it the consistency, and it's usually falling back on sugar. And there's a substance called glucose fructose. This glucose fructose, this particular sugar is different to your ordinary sugar, your ordinary sucrose that you put in your tea. The fructose glucose is not metabolized by the normal pathway that normal sugar is broken down. It's actually metabolized by what we say, because it's called in chemistry a ketone, it's not broken down the way sugar would be broken down. And it actually damages the liver, the main organ of the body, the organ of detoxification. And so we're getting, many people now are getting what we call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So they've not got a fatty liver from drinking. They've not got the damaged liver from alcohol, which is so common. When you drink too much alcohol, you can damage your liver. They're getting it from things like fructose, glucose. You look at your products on your shelves, the man-made so-called foods. They're not really foods. If your great-grandmother didn't recognize it years ago, then you can't consider it a food. We're hearing this week again, the Mediterranean diet. Eat fish, eat meat occasionally, and lean meat. Eat plenty of oily fish, which has got the omega-3 in it. Eat loads of vegetables, sensible amount of fruit, handful of nuts, and loads of vegetables. And use olive oil. And eat chicken without the skin, which is very high in fat. And that basically is the basis of the Mediterranean diet, which all the scientists, nutritionists across the world, all say is the best diet. And our diet is nothing like that diet. You hear of statistics like one kid in five in a week doesn't get any fruit or vegetables. They're having pizza and pasta and cakes and crisps. And you see in some schools, when kids are being given their lunchbox to eat, there's no food. It's all sugary snacks with crisps. It's just mind-blowing, the depth to the degree of poor food that we're eating in Great Britain, and becoming overweight and getting so many problems with heart attacks and strokes, high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes. And it's basically, you are what you eat, or as the Chinese say it much better than us, they say disease comes in through the mouth, because you are what you eat. And look at the word dis-ease. Dis-ease. You are not at ease when you're overweight, when you get these illnesses, when you're fat, when you're obese. When the sergeant says to the men who are standing to attention, at ease, men, now they are at ease. They're standing relaxed. Their shoulders are no longer stiff. They aren't standing to attention with their feet and legs together. Now they're spaced. They're at ease. At ease. They are not diseased. And we are becoming more and more diseased because we're not looking after ourselves. So if we quickly look at some of the products in the PharmaNord range, you can see that there are things out there, and I'm not saying these are substitutes. We're not saying that the PharmaNord products. PharmaNord is a Danish company, and in Denmark, it's the only country in Europe where the Danish government have designated that all health food products made in Denmark have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. And so there's about 48 products in the PharmaNord range. And I'll just mention some of the main ones that can address some of the problems that I've just been going on about, which are affecting people in this country, catching up the problems that we're seeing in America, especially as we're now living longer and longer. Excuse me. So their flagship product is called Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligram. For those benefit of the listeners who haven't heard the phrase Q10 before, Bioquinone Q10, it's a capsule with an oil inside the capsule. And inside the oil is a substance called Q10. And Q10 is made in your liver. It's made in every cell in your body. It's used in every cell in your body. Especially made, a lot of it, is in your liver. And when you're two, your production in your liver of Q10, Q10 gives you your energy, because Q10 is the substance which joins the food that you're eating. You just ate your breakfast, and now you're still, by breathing in oxygen, the oxygen and the food, the oxygen up your nose and the food in your mouth, they go down the gullet, into your stomach, past the duodenum, into your bowels. The bowels is designed to absorb the food. The oxygen goes through the lung surface, passes into the blood system. The food goes through your bowels, passes into the blood system. So they both end up in the blood system. The oxygen you're breathing and the food that you're eating. And the Q10 joins the two together to make your energy molecule called ATP. You've all heard of water, that's H2O, and oxygen is O2. You've never heard of ATP, but it stands for a mouthful, adenosine triphosphate, adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break a triple phosphate, it becomes a double phosphate. And when you break that triple, a phosphate breaks off and you're left with the double. As you break off the phosphate, it's like an explosion of energy. And you've got billions of these ATP molecules breaking every second in your body to pick your nose, scratch your bottom, to blink, for your lungs to work, your heart to work, to walk, to lift, to climb, to lift your knife and fork, to put the kettle on. Whatever you're doing, you're breaking ATP molecules to give you your energy. And it's the Q10 which keeps rejoining the phosphate back to the double phosphate to make it go back to the triple phosphate. So you're going triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, triple, double. And if you weigh 12 stone like I do, you make half your body weight. I will make 6 stone, 6 stone today. In all my 50 trillion cells, I will be making 6 stone of ATP. And it's the Q10 which makes the ATP in this process taking place in your cells, little engines in your cells called mitochondria. You have up to 5,000 little engines in your cells, and you've got 50 trillion cells. Now you've got to multiply 5,000 by 50 trillion. These are astronomical numbers, but that's how many little engines you've got in your body for the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe to join together. And if you take a capsule that costs about 50 pence, if you take a capsule of Bioquinone Q10 each day, then it will take your levels, if you're past 21, it will take your levels back up to the levels of a 21-year-old. If you take two a day, you'll have, and take them at different meals, Bioquinone Q10, 100 milligrams, then you will have twice the levels of Adam and Eve. And you will have a lot more energy, much more energy. And when in Sweden they gave two Pharmanord Bioquinone Q10 capsules, the 100 milligram strength, with one tablet that cost 10p of Seleno Precise. Selenium is the world's rarest mineral. And Great Britain, just from when the planet was made, 3.8 billion years ago, it's got the lowest selenium in the soil. And we need the world's rarest mineral, selenium. Selenium, you may be saying, what's he talking about? Where's this word selenium come from? He's talking about minerals. I've heard of magnesium. You may have heard of chromium. You've definitely heard of iron. Everybody knows when you're anemic, you need iron. Chromium, that's what they used to make car bumpers of. Now they're all plastic or rubber. Yeah, but you need chromium. You need a couple of hundred millionths of a gram a day, because that makes in your body the glucose tolerance factor to tolerate all this sugar that we're eating. This massive amount of sugar we're assaulting our body with. And we just eat, and especially at Christmas, you're getting loads of tins of sweets and chocolates and biscuits as gifts. But that's the wrong gift. It's sugar. And you're giving your children, you're hanging in the shape of a stocking, mini products of all the sugary, I won't say food, the sugary treats. This word treat is destroying us. This word treat, oh, it's only a treat. Oh, let him have a treat. Oh, let him have another ice cream. It's a treat. It's his birthday. Let him have another slice of cake. It's a treat. Let him have cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar. It's not treats, folks. It's poison. It's damaging us. As I said, 3.5 million diabetics in 12 years. There'll be 5 million diabetics. It's wrong. We're eating the wrong stuff. If you take a Biochromium tablet, it allows you to make the glucose tolerance factor. What? What did you say? The glucose tolerance factor? I've never heard of it. No, but you make it. It's part of the chemistry of your body from the moment you're born. And you need chromium. And 90% of people are low in chromium. So you can take a Biochromium tablet and you'll get much better sugar control and you'll get less damage. I'm not saying still eat all the amounts of sugar we're eating. No, cut it right back. But there are ways at least of protecting you by taking a Biochromium. And I mentioned before another mineral, magnesium. Magnesium, well, you've heard of Philips Milk of Magnesia. You know, it's a bottle that we sell in chemist shops to help tummy and bowel problems. And magnesium is in more pathways in your human body than any other mineral. Selenium's in at least 25 pathways. Zinc, which helps your immune system, and it helps stop a prostate gland in a man enlarging. Zinc is needed there. It's in 200 pathways. Magnesium, That's in 325 different pathways. Those of you who've got a laptop or a phone or can go on the internet, you Google how many pathways in the human body is magnesium used. You'll find the answer, 325 different pathways. And these pathways cover so many different pathways that the whole body is orchestrated through magnesium. People having heart attacks, which in Great Britain is one person every 6 minutes, and those who manage to rush into hospital, they're 90%, like chromium is 90% low in chromium, 90% of people are low in magnesium. And you can buy magnesium. It's called the Pharma-Nord range, biomagnesium. And taking a tablet a day can put back the missing magnesium. If you've got terrible migraines, you keep getting terrible migraines, you can take up to 4 biomagnesium a day. You may get slightly loose bowel. If you do, just cut back to 3 or even 2. But I've seen many patients with terrible migraines where they're having Imigran injections to stop the migraine. They get them on prescription. There's Imigran tablets. There's many different tablets for migraines. But one of them, which in the tablet form came off prescription, and the tablets and the Imigran injection are both available on prescription, and many people get them to abort a migraine. But if you increase your magnesium, you can actually, just by that supplement, biomagnesium, stop migraines. So coming back to the theme this morning, it's our population is soaring, is another headline in the Daily Mail, December the 11th. Now, 40-somethings, people of 40-plus, will retire when they hit 68. The age at which you can claim the state pension is rising, and 20-something face working until they're 70. It's part of the most radical overhaul of the state pension ever. So if we're living longer, we're going to work till we're 70, we've got to look after our bodies. And there are supplements which can address the looming problems. We've mentioned this morning bioquinone Q10 100 milligram, which gives you energy. It helps angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, helping to prevent heart problems when you combine it with selenium. In the trial in Sweden, 2 bioquinone Q10 100 milligram capsules and 1 tablet of Seleno Precise over 5 years in a group of people. There were 440 elderly people in Sweden. I went to the village to hear the results announced after following them for 5 years. Those 220, they were all aged 70 to 88. Nobody was under 70. And the death rate from heart attack dropped 53%. Unbelievable number. 53% in people aged 70 to 88 when they took 2 capsules of bioquinone Q10 100 milligram and 1 tablet of Seleno Precise. That is a fact. I was there by the 5 cardiologists who announced this wonderful result. And in Denmark, we've just heard, on 3 bioquinone Q10 100 milligram, 1 with each meal, given to 500 people, all with heart failure, which in England there are 700,000 people with heart failure. In America, there are 5.5 million people with heart failure. By giving 3 bioquinone Q10 100 milligram a day to 500 people, average age 62, the death rate from heart attacks, from heart failure, dropped 50%. The only people who have to go slowly by taking Q10 is if you're on warfarin. You start with 1 Q10 capsule a week before your next INR warfarin evaluation, because occasionally it will drop the INR number, which is usually between 2 to 3 seconds, 2.1, 2.4, 2.3. If you take a Q10 and you're on warfarin, it may drop to 1.9, 1.8, in which case you will be told, oh, take another milligram of warfarin on a Sunday. But that's really the only proviso, just to start off with one a day a week before your next INR evaluation. That's if you're on that one medicine, that life-saving wonder medicine, warfarin, which 900,000 people in England are on. It helps people who've had heart attacks, helps people who've had strokes, and it helps all the people with this atrial fibrillation, which is the atrium, the top parts of the heart, when they beat far too quickly, and that can lead to problems. So they have to, these people have to have the blood kept thin, not to clot. And one of the wonder drugs that can be used is the medicine called warfarin. And I was explaining that if you're on warfarin, you can, if you're under the care of your doctor at the hospital or your GP practice, if you tell them you're taking one Q10 a week before your next INR evaluation to see if you're the 1 in 100 person that may need their warfarin altering. So yes, we are getting obese, we are eating too much, we are living longer, we are having to work into our 70s and beyond, and we've got to look after ourselves, and we're eating far too much sugar. The amount of sugar we're giving our children, it's criminal. If you look at the sweets, the amount of sugar, if you think of all the smoothies, people are pushing smoothies, but the smoothies have had all the fiber made into a liquid, so the fiber isn't there to offer some resistance, so that the sugar should be slowly allowed to be broken down. But if you're drinking smoothies, you're getting massive amounts of sugar. There is sugar in an apple, there's 14 grams, but the apple was designed to be chewed. It's very hard. You have to chew it, and the sugar is wrapped in fiber. So you've got plenty of time for the sugar to be released.
And on that time, with respect to us having plenty of time, for very sage words of wisdom there, just ahead of the festive season, Dennis, we have to hold you. And so we will return to this, no doubt, in 2014. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini-lecture today?
Well, reasonably, in the sense it's allowed me to save some lives by people going away now back to their normal lifestyle and thinking, that guy's right. He's twittering on. He's going over the same points all the time. Well, they say you've got to hear something 7 times before you take it on board. So you hear like Mars bars, McDonald's, Coca-Cola. They hammer you with adverts to get you to buy their products. But it's important to step back and think, am I eating real food? Am I drinking real healthy drinks?
At the same time, as I say, you were sharing that with us, I was also uploading and publishing a session we did with Angela Rippon, of course, very much concerned with the government's policy on Alzheimer's and dementia, etc. It's interesting to hear her views as well. So it's all there, sharing in every sense of the word. I take it then you will return in 2014?
In 2014, try and stop me.